It's the Earth Day edition of Things to Do as we're celebrating this big planet we all share on Saturday. This is a day to get outside, commune with nature, and do your part to make the Earth a better place.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
You can also check out WHYY's new page at WHYY.org News Climate Desk, where we'll keep you updated on all things climate. You'll want to check that out since lately it's gotten hard to tell which season we're even in. But since the calendar says spring, we'll go with that and hope the weather is good for some fun outdoor events on Earth Day. Egg Harbor Township is the place for the biggest Earth Day festival in South Jersey, and Delaware State Parks have several events planned, including guided nature hikes. There's a green tree planting in West Philly, and in the Northwest, the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education is the location for Naturepalooza. It's an all-day event with food trucks and live music, along with hikes, arts and crafts, and activity tables for all. And it's free with registration. You can find all the details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Being in nature is one way to enjoy the outdoors, but for others, being outside is only fun when there's a festival. On Sunday, there are two. In South Philly on 7th and Catherine, the Everyday Futures Fest Block Party brings science, art, food, and entertainment together. More than 50 cultural organizations joined up for this fest, which also features several art installations. It's free, and it gets started at noon. In Manayunk, the annual Street Festival, emphasis on eat, starts at 11 a.m. I'd suggest skipping breakfast beforehand, as most of Philly's favorite food trucks will be there. April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and on Saturday, the 9th Annual Center City Jazz Festival features 20 bands performing at 5 different venues over 6 hours, all within walking distance of each other. The festival returns after a 3-year hiatus, and an all-access pass is just $20. Let's appreciate that. Things get started at 1 p.m. The month continues with the Neighborhood Jazz Series. Beloved local musician Jamaluddin Takuma and the Brotherhood Collective will commemorate Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan for the Muslim community, with a live performance. It's at the Masjid Allah for Human Excellence on Friday night, starting at 5. Robert Nesta Marley left the world in the physical form in 1981, but his message of love, peace, and unity still resonates. To celebrate Earth Day, Brooklyn Bowl Philadelphia hosts the music of Bob Marley for kids with Ja People. Let's teach the babies, y'all. Things get started at noon.
I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go.
The Man of La Mancha may have been fictional, but he was also on a quest to improve the world. You can see how that went at the Delaware Theater Company's adaptation of the classic musical. It's playing through April 30th.
Always thought the game came easy. You never thought about it twice. You never thought about it twice.
Natalie Merchant is a little older and grayer now than when she was the front woman for 10,000 Maniacs, but her gorgeous voice is unchanged by time. If you want to hear her in person, she'll be at the Miller Theater on Friday at 7:30. The show is officially sold out, but tickets are still available through resellers. You can also try going directly to the box office, as ticket availability can change. Leaving you with Natalie and Abena Kumsen's Big Girls to ease you into the weekend. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll be back this time next week with more Things to Do. For details on what you've just heard and even more, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.